You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast, where we'll be looking ahead to the card at the Curragh. We've got group action as well. Two group races on the day. The Group 3 at 3:10, and there's a Group 2, the Kilboy State Stakes. That comes up at 3:45. So plenty of good action to enjoy on Sunday from the Curragh. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the line to preview all of the action from the Irish venue today is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Hi, pal. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Off to the cricket today?
Yeah, a bit of cricket, yeah. The weather was fine. We had a bit of rain overnight, but should get a full day's play and could do with England digging in a little bit, because it looks like the Aussies are going to set us a nice total. So it'll test the nerve of the batsmen.
Yeah, that's right. You'll probably get to see both sides bat today, Andy, although you might not see 10 Australian wickets fall.
That's probably right, yeah. I don't think there's going to be many successes from an England point of view, bowling-wise, but yeah, it's going to be all about the likes of Cook and Root getting their head down again and getting us into a position where we've got half a chance of saving it.
Yeah, well, we live in hope, and we're looking ahead to another top day of action from the Curragh. We had a good day yesterday, including the Irish Oaks, Andy. We'll just touch on that first. A first Group 1 success for Hugo Palmer. Some training performance to take Covert Love from a Chelmsford maiden to a classic in, what, about 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, it's a red letter day for Hugo. I mean, he's been knocking at the door, hasn't he, in these Group 1s. He's had a few good representatives in recent times, and it was nice for him to convert one. She certainly wasn't winning out of turn. She'd earned a place in the race with three good wins, two in listed in group company in England, and good win last time at Newcastle set her up for a decent challenge, and she put it to bed with a tremendous performance. She's always in the right place. Mullen ran a lovely race on her off the back of good fractions, and she saw it all the way out to the line. I think they're now thinking of Yorkshire Oaks or maybe the St Ledger. Of course, she's got to be supplemented for the Classic at Doncaster, but it would certainly be with a chance, worthy representative for Hugo. And it looks a good race. It was a believable result, you know, the likes of Jack Nave and Kirk, all the right horses were in behind. So, yeah, she's definitely on the up.
Yeah, good run from that one. We'll dive into the action, though, on Sunday from the Curragh. We'll start with their 2:05. This one is a filly's maiden over 6 furlongs, and Cara Lara is the joint favourite now, 7-2 about that one, as well as Leafy Shade for Jim Bolger. Diamond Fields is 4-1, 6-1 for Twin Falls, Gilded Reflection 8-1, same price about Safouf, and it's 16s bar those largely unraced two-year-olds here. Andy, who did you go for?
Yeah, it's a bit of educated guesswork, of course, in these kind of events. The ones who've had a run, just two of them, have shown a reasonable level. Twin Falls being the best of them, second the other day behind Queen of Sicily, who, of course, ran quite well yesterday behind Final Frontier over today's course and distance. I'm sure she'll run well for each way supporters, but I'd probably go with a draw here. I'll look for high-drawn horses from powerful stables, and the one that fits the bill is Cara Lara, drawn stall 11. That gives Pats Mullen every chance, if she can break cleanly, to dictate matters up towards the standside fence. She's nicely bred by Shamadel. It's a family that Dermot Weld, of course, the Aga Khan, know really well. And largely speaking, Dermot's two-year-olds have been going fantastically well first time up this season. It's quite a surprise, actually, that Aidan O'Brien hasn't got a runner in this race. So with an Aidan runner, Ballydoll, representative absence, then look no further than Dermot Weld in the first.
OK, then Cara Lara getting the vote in that 2:05 for Andy. Next race on the card comes up at 2:35. This one is over 6 furlong nursery. This one, and Dancing on Air heads the market at 100-30 for the Ballydoyle team. Who did you fancy here?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Lisa Nahobra, who's had three statutory runs, got a mark of 80, began life in a very hot race down in Nice, which has thrown up subsequent group winners in the shape of round two, Argentiero, and of course Waterloo Bridge, who claimed a group race at Royal Ascot. Didn't handle the heavy ground when upped in trip next time at Listowel, but back to form with a good run here at Curra next time out. Sanas and Parakram, who took that race, lowered the colours of a horse of Aidan O'Brien's of the day in a decent race at Leopardstown, and this horse cut out the running, probably just didn't quite get home in the latter stages. That was over 7 furlongs, dropped back to 6 today, got a reasonable middle draw and likely to run well at a decent price. So Leif Nahara is the selection in the 2.35.
Okay, we'll move on to the first of the group action then on Sunday. This 3.10 is the First Time Minstrel Stakes. It's a group three over 7 furlongs, and Gordon Lord Byron heads affairs here at 11-4. 9-2 for Sovereign Debt. Home of the Brave is 9-2. 8-1 for Convergence, and double figure prices the rest of them. It's Gordon Lord Byron, and he's probably not running to his best form of late, but should still be capable of this.
I'd be a big fan of Gordon Lord Byron in this race today. I just think the race is going to be perfectly set up for him. We've got several front runners, Ansgar and, of course, Home of the Brave, representing Group 1 winning trainer Hugo Palmer, likely to tow the field along at a good, generous pace. And that's what Gordon Lord Byron needs. That's when he's at his best. He certainly was last time out at the Curra, over 6 furlongs, when he came through off the back of strong fractions. Belmont Mast ensured that there was a good gallop that day. And he really picked up quite strongly in the latter stages. I actually fancied Line of Reason in that race, but he couldn't hold a candle to Tom Hogan's 7-year-old, who powered his way clear to the line. Most of his best form prior to that 6 furlong victory had come over today's trip. Of course, last year he was second in the Group 1 behind Olympic Glory, so he's certainly got the best form coming into this race. We know he's in great nick of late, and from that middle draw in Trap 5, it gives Wayne Lorden plenty of options. One at a bigger price, I think they'll outrun her odds is Ramon. Not sure if she's quite good enough to beat Gordon Lord Byron, but she was a good second here last time out. We're not quite getting home over a mile. But, of course, Amazing Maria, who's third in that race, has vindicated the form twice over, so I don't think she should be overlooked at a big price. But Gordon Lord Byron, the best horse in the race on the figures, gets the vote in that Group 3.
Okay, Gordon Lord Byron then in that 3.10 then for Andy. We'll move to the feature race of the day then, coming up at 3.45. This is the Group 2 Kilboy Estate Stakes over 1 mile and 1 furlong. Brooch is the favourite here at 5-2. I've long since been a fan of this horse, Andy. I know you have too. Just wasn't up to scratching the Group 1 Pretty Polly Stakes on her last start. Back in a Group 2 today, how much of a chance has she got?
Yeah, she's certainly going to have to run a bit better than she did last time out. She had every chance. Just one of those inexplicably bad runs which you can't really put your finger on. She gets a chance to revert to winning ways here today. But I'd be more than keen on opposing her here in the shape of Mutatis Mutandis from the Ed Walker stable, a yard obviously on the up. And this is a perfect opportunity for this filly to prove what she can do. Unfortunately, she had a very, very slow start the other day in the Pretty Polly, which put her on the back foot from the word go. But she did incredibly well in the cold light of day to finish 6-0 on that occasion, making up a lot of ground in the hottest part of the race. She actually ended up beating Brooch after perhaps giving that horse a 10 to 15 length head start. So there's every chance that she can certainly outrun her odds here today. She's around about 5-6-1 this morning, and I do think she's value at that price. I'd almost make it the best bet on the card here today. If there is going to be a danger, it actually might stem from the other English raider, Roger Varian's Talmada, who, of course, was second to Convert Love in that very strongly run race at Newcastle last time out. She's also got very similar form to my section, Mutatis Mutandis. So the two English raiders, I think, are going to be fighting out the finish here, or you'd certainly hope the winner would come from one of those two. But the vote goes to Ed Walker's Charge. Hopefully this time she'll break cleanly and put behind her that rather unfortunate episode last time out.
OK, Mutatis Mutandis then, getting the pick for Andy in the 3.45. We'll move ahead then to the 4.15. This one is a filly's handicap over a mile. KTT is the 11-4 favourite here. This is a horse who excels over both codes, now rated 138 over hurdles and 91 on the flats. Does she set the benchmark?
She probably does, yeah. I do quite like Kevin Prendergast's 6-year-old mare. She's been very sparsely raced in the last year or so, but when she does hit the racetrack, she's always right on top of her game. She won that valuable ball sports handicap, as you quite rightly pointed out, at Leopardstown last year, beating Modem, of course, who's won on the flat last time out at Killarney. And then she was hugely impressive the other day when she last ran back in April at Limerick. That was with a bit of ease in the ground. She does like to get a toe in. That's probably one of the reasons why she doesn't race so often on the flat in Ireland, because the prevailing fast ground prevents her from doing so. This track should suit her admirably. The only point I've got is the mile trip, though. All the best forms over a mile and a half, mile three, so she might just get found out here today. And I'm going to go with Corker Hill, the horse I tipped on the podcast and that the other day at Nace, only for to have an absolute complete nightmare in the latter stage of that race. Derek McCormack, who rode on that occasion, was trying to go for a run up the rail. Unfortunately, the door was slammed in her face when she was trying to sneak up the inner. And it ended up costing the race, in my opinion. Prior to that, she'd run really well here in winning in a very strongly run race when beating the well-handicapped Ripple's Effect from the John Ox stable. So she clearly likes the galloping terrain here at the Curragh. I haven't got a problem with her dropping back in trips. She's got plenty of mile form on the all-weather at Dundalk. So I'm going to give her another go, Corker Hill. The ground, the trip, the track's in her favour, and she's a nice each-way prize. So let's go with Noel Lawler's five-year-old.
Corker Hill then in that 4.15. We'll move to the penultimate race on the card coming up at 4.50. This one is a two-mile handicap, and Digenta heads affairs here at 3-1. 9-2 about Awesome Star. Asprey Boss is 6-1. 6-1 for Theophilus. Encrypted Message is 8-1. 8-1 for He's Our Man as well. And 14s bar those. This looked competitive, Andy.
Yeah, I've had a good look at this race this morning. There's three or four you could make cases out for. Awesome Star is a very consistent horse, yet to be out the frame in his seven starts. And he ran well here last time over course and distance when probably given a little bit too much to do by Declan McDonough. I'm sure he'll run well for the Each Way Merchants. But I quite like a couple of prices here. Probably take a little bit of a punt. I was quite impressed by the run of Encrypted Message the other day down at Bellierstown behind Sherlock Holmes, that well-handicapped three-year-old of Aidan O'Brien's. Didn't think Encrypted Message was given a particularly hard ride on that occasion. Very much a hands-and-heels ride by Colm O'Donoghue here in the latter stage. It certainly gave the impression that better times were to come. I thought something like the Galway Festival might be on the horizon for this horse, but they've decided to come here. I think the step up in triple suit, so he's worth a punt. And also Callan, the top weight, seemingly got quite a bit on here under 10 stone 3, but has got some tremendous form here at the Curragh in the last year or so. He's only been out the frame in one start in five. And although he was well beaten the other day, he did come in the Savile Beg, and that race has chucked up loads of good performances subsequently by the second Panama Hat and, of course, the winner Kingfisher, who was unlucky to second in the Ascot Gold Cup. On his last visit here to the Curragh, he was third behind Toe the Line in a very strongly run race last year. So he's got a touch of classes at Callan, and with that run under his belt the other day in that hot race, maybe we'll see a better performance here in this backing handicap company. So two against the field there, Encrypted Message and Callan.
OK, a couple to think about then in that one for Andy. We'll move to the final race of the day then at 5.20. This one is a maiden over a mile and two furlongs. Athassel Abbey is the 5-2 favourite here. 3-1 about Tara Dillon. Catalyst 11-2. Avizair 7-1. 8-1 for Chinese Light. And 10s bar those. Who wins the nightcap, Andy?
Yeah, this one's a nasty one, really, because there's not that many with obvious outstanding credentials. It's a pretty weak race for the Curragh standards with no standout performer. But I'll go with Tara Dillon here. I thought she performed to a decent standard on debut. She clearly bumped into one on that occasion and got a bit of experience. Horse called Sidra from the Dermot Weld stable, who'd got some excellent speed figures prior to that victory. And that was a really encouraging run from this horse on her debut. She's by Dylan Thomas, so a more galloping track would probably suit her here today. And the fact that she was only an 8-1 chance on debut suggested that that connection thought she was OK. And this is such a weak race that I surely think she's got a figure. Catalyst has been a very consistent filly for connections, but I'd be unsure that she stays the trip. Chinese Light's been a disappointment for Dermot Weld. And the David Watchman filly, Athassel Abbey, has also had plenty of chances. So in a race where there's not that many that appeal, I'll go with Tara Dillon, who's, for me, arguably got the best form.
OK, Tara Dillon then in that 5.20 for Andy. Remind us, please, then, of your seven selections for the action from the Curragh on Sunday, please.
Yeah, it should be a decent day for us at the Curragh. Decent ground and a good punting card awaits. I'll go with Cara Lara in the first from a good draw from the Dermot Weld camp. In the nursery, I quite like the chances of Leith and Nahobra. Certainly ran well over Stiff's Seven Ferns last time out, dropping back in trip should suit. Gorn Law Barron's the pick in the Minstrel Stakes off the back of a good speed figure here last time out. Matatis Matandis gets the nap vote in the 3.45 following an unlucky run here last time out in the Pretty Polly. In the 4.15, Corker Hill gets a chance of compensation from an unlucky run last time out at Nace. Two against the field in the 4.50, Callan and Encrypted Message. And in the final race, Tara Dillon certainly ran well enough and on her debut to suggest she should be able to take a weak filly's maiden in the final race.
Okay, there we are, the selections of our Irish racing experts, Andy Holding, ahead of all of Sunday's action. Thanks for that, Andy, and enjoy the cricket today.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.